Here it is. Listen to this. It's a good part. It's from Yisrael Salanter. It's a good muster part. Found something new for you guys. It says, the beginning of this week's parasha, which is parasha Tazria, speaks about Adam, ki yeh ba'or b'saray se'eso sapachas o beheres. A person has mitzayra, yes, saras. And now what's the connection between last week's parasha, parasha Shemini, and this week's parasha, parasha Tazria? What do they have to do with it? It's Shemini Tazria. What do they have to do with each other? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it's very simple. The end of last week's parasha is talking about all the things that a person has to be careful not to swallow. There's certain things that a person can swallow that are bad for him. For example, you could swallow different types of behemoths, tomatoes, shkatzim, remusim, what you should eat, what you shouldn't. Now, what's the worst thing that you could swallow? Well, I want to tell you something. When a person tells Lashon Hara, he swallows his fem alive. He's like he wants to swallow his friend. That's the beginning of this week's parasha. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the pasuk is telling us, is worse than eating something that you shouldn't is eating your friend alive. And when you say Lashon Hara about someone, you're mamish like you have cut him up and swallowed him. And says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that's why the punishment for Lashon Hara is like, boom, you speak Lashon Hara, tsaras. Usually we know your punishment comes in the next world or whenever it's going to be, sometime later, who knows when it's going to be. With Lashon Hara, it's instant, because Lashon Hara, that's what happens. That's how severe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to nip it in the bud, because it could go viral. Even before we had internet, people speak Lashon Hara, it can go viral. And people can tell all different types of terrible things. And then the rumors spread. And what happens, the repercussions are things that a person can never necessarily even pull back. And that's why we do it this way. There's an amazing Mishnah in Maseches Erechin. Mishnah Maseches Erechin speaks about the fact that if a person actually violates a woman, which means he attacks her, which is a terrible thing, he has to pay a fine. And then there's another din of a man who's mighty shemra, which is he just makes up false allegations about a woman. He spreads false rumors about her. He also has to pay a fine. Now, the fine for mighty shemra is more than the fine for ma'anis. Why is that? Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us this. The Mishnah becomes a Musar Zagar. Lelamedcha, says the Mishnah, is to teach you that the more you could do more damage by speaking Lashon Hara than you can by actually attacking someone physically. That's what it's coming to teach you. There's a saying, sticks and stones may break my bones. Well, in America, they finish the saying and say, names will never hurt me. But there's another way to say it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will kill me. Because you can swallow someone alive with your words. And a person has to be very careful. And that's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is saying this week's parasha, is you have to be so careful not to speak Lashon Hara. So more important, perhaps, and you should know, my family's in Kashrus. Kashrus is a big thing by us. But even more important than what you put in your mouth is what comes out of your mouth. What a person says about someone else. And now people are very, very opinionated. And there's a lot going on, a lot of hot topics. And I think that everyone's entitled to have their opinion. But that means that the other person is also entitled to his opinion. And I think it's important we should not demonize anybody. And even though I might disagree with someone vehemently, it's not the time for us to start speaking negative. Just try to see the good. So a mitzayra is called mitzayra because he's mitzi ra. He finds the bad in people. We have to look for the good in people. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes people enjoy saying a shtikal lashon hara. But you know where that comes from? It comes from a bitterness. It's not going to make you happy. You might enjoy it. You might have a momentary joy. But a person wants to be a happy person. He has to be someone that's looking to see the good in people. Leroy's type. It's a much more beautiful world when you have beautiful, wonderful people around you. And there's so much good to find in people. So instead of being a mitzi ra, be someone who's Leroy's type, someone who's looking for the good in other people. And see the kindness. And if a person is comfortable with himself, he doesn't have to like find other people's chesroinus. If a person is comfortable with his own opinion, he doesn't have to like somehow try to like disprove someone else or argue with them. Because, you know, I'm doing my thing and it doesn't help. If you could help by maybe engaging someone and talking to them, but talking about them, it's not going to help anything. So why should we do that? Let's all just try to see the good and find the kudos tovus in everybody. And Beis Hashem, we should be zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, if we speak kindly about others, if we see the good in others, Hashem will see the good in us, and hopefully we'll all be able to share. B'suras Tovus. Be back in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh.